Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Koffiedייט met Filippine Morkel.
Psalm 13 verse 6. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Goeiemôre, goeiemôre, goeiemôre. Who is in the house? Ek hoop dit gaan goed met elke luisteraar wat ingeskakel is. Ek sien ons al bedrywig hier op die Koffiedייט WhatsApp lyn. Maar lekker om vanoggend saam met julle te kan inskakel. En ek dink net aan hierdie woorde. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. But even in the bad times, we will still praise his name. Dit is juist dan wanneer ons, ons stemme moet oplig tot eer van die Here. En dan sien ons net hoe ketangs breek. Goeiemôre weer eens van my kind af, Lady P. Jy is ingeskakel op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, jou gunsteling radiostasie. En ja, die program Koffiedייט het aangebreek. Ek sien hier is baie, baie boodskapies. En lekker net vandag weer eens om op die 29ste van hierdie maand, kan julle dit glo, ingeskakel te kan wees. My gas Candice Jephthah en haar dogter, wat haar vergesel, is al gereed. Om vandag net 'n groot seën weer eens vir ons te wees. En ek weet, hulle het diep gehoor van die Here. Maar hier is 'n stemnotetjie wat ek graag gou wil deurgee, voor ek 'n pragtige lied gaan speel. Kom ons luister.
Koffietyd, dis tyd vir koffietyd. Dis 9 in die morgen, Lady PM opgewonde. Koffietyd, skakel in by koffietyd. En roer, jou geloofpil. Ons allemaal roer saam, ons geloofslepels. Roer, jou geloofslepel. Ons allemaal roer saam, ons geloofslepel. Koffietyd. Het is tijd voor koffietijd, het is 9 in die morgen en die bouwing gaan ons stijg, kom roer saam.
Sjoe, luisteraars, die bouwing gaan nie land nie. Ricardo herinner ons net vandag weer eens met sy prachtige lied Koffiedייט. Dankie Ricardo, hy sê ook morning Brad, ja hy het vir Brad, het na Brad se program geluister, hy sê thank you for a blessed program for the pen, looking forward to a blessed Koffiedייט, en dan kort op sy hakke het ons vir Selechmi, sy is in die huis. Sy sê, good morning, Lady P. Selechmi Smith from Wellington is in the house. She says, I have a request, can you play or rather the listeners put the song with the title Roll Back the Curtains with Memories Now and Then. Selechmi, I'm going to do it for you next Wednesday. Don't you worry. Just send me a reminder again. But welcome to Koffiedייט. Selechmi is in die huis. Wie is nog in die huis? Het ek enige iemand gemis? Tinka sê die lady van koffies en nou van tee ook is seker al so opgewonde vir die oggend se kuier. Môre Tinka Alipa daar van Robertson. Robertson se wêreld. Die pragtige Robertson wat ons so geniet het. En wow. Welkom Tinka, welkom. Dan 'n baie dierbare geliefde, ek noem maar my dogter Pastor Tammy, sy is in die huis, al die pad van die strand. Sy sê, geseënde goeiemôre aan beautiful Lady Filippine gas en elke luisteraar. Dit is die dag wat die Here gemaak het, laat ons daaroor juig en bly wees. Ek is opgewonde vir vandag se program, want die Here doen altyd iets nuuts. Baie dankie Pastor Tammy. Sjoe. Lekker al die pad daar van die strand. Lekker om vandag weer vir jou saam met ons te kan hê. Emma Williams, sy sê, goeiemôre uit die PM, vriendelike Eikestad groete. Hey, I like that. Morning Emma, welkom. En dan iemand wat altyd, ek wil amper sê uit haar nate uitbars voor koffiedייט moet begin is, Nadia, sy sê, morning lady, PM Nadia en my Evelyn sit reg en luister hier in Mamesbury. Welkom Nadia, welkom. Shirley sê goeiemôre uit die PM. My naam is Shirley Davids van Abbotsdale, wees gegroet. Ek is in die huis. Ek is ingeskakel met verwagting vir 'n goddelike deurbraak. die kingdom bowing. Halleluja, sê sy. Morning Shirley, welkom, welkom aan al die luisteraars. Maar nou ja, om op die regte noot te begin, kom ons luister na The Goodness of God, gesing deur Bethel, die tyd 10 minute oor 9.
Stuur jou WhatsApp nou na die ateljee. Stoor dit sommer op jou foon. 081-729-1657.
As we gather, may your spirit dwell within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Know we well it as our hearts begin to worship. We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never will come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Wow. Wow, wow, wat sê mens nou na dit koffiedate luisteraars? Ek sit hier met so'n lastige knop in my keel. Wow, they are so anointed. The mother and daughter duo is in the house. Candace and Caitlin, welcome, welcome, welcome. What a way to start koffiedate.
Wow, thank you so much for having us. It is an absolute honor to be here.
Amen, amen, amen. Morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, listeners. Thank you so much for having us on the Philippine. It truly is an honor and a privilege.
Amen, amen. I like the way you pronounce my name, Auntie Philippine. But, ach, you know, luisteraars, ek is al klaar so gestig. His mercies are new every morning. Yes. Sure. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mother and Daughter. And luisteraars, voor dit het ons geluister na Goodness of God, gesing deur Bethel. En dit is net vir my vanoggend so 'n voorreg om hierdie gaste vandag aan julle bekend te stel. 'n Moeder en dogter, en ek sien Ricardo het vir ons ook hier 'n pragtige koffie duit. Dit lyk hom lekker soos hy maar nie koffie. O nee, is dit nou koffie want ek sien daar's 'n suurlemoen in. But nowadays they also throw like a slice of lemon in the coffee.
I believe so.
Okay Ricardo, jy's up to date. Jy's up to date. Dankie Ricardo. And then Tinka groet en Tinka sê ek het nou eers gewag om môre te sê, sodat die mense eers groet. Môre, môre. Hier binne my voel dit asof ons 'n wonderlike tyd gaan hê in die teenwoordigheid van die Here. Van 6:00 af het Brad so in die gees gevloei dat ek nou net kan aanhou swem. Wow. In die goedheid van die Here. Môre aan elkeen wat gaan deel hê en gaan luister tot eer van die Here hier in die gemengde teenkoffiehuis. Dankie Tinka, dankie, dankie, dankie. Dan sê Valencia, morning Lady P, this is the day that the Lord has made. We must rejoice in it. A privilege and blessing to have been on his wake-up list this morning. God is good sitting in. Wow, Valencia, that is so beautiful. Welcome, welcome. En dan sê Tinka, kyk nou na die pragtige geesvervulde sang. Halleluja. Ja, luisteraars, ons is ook nou live daar op Facebook, 729 Kaapse Kansel. Julle kan vir ons daar gaan kyk op Facebook en hulle gaan ook sommer vir ons baie sing, Tinka en luisteraars. Ja, nee. Vandag wil ons net gehoorsaam wees aan die stem van die Heilige Gees, aan die leiding van die Heilige Gees. But now, let me just give you a short background of my guest this morning, Candace Jephthah. She's from Cape Town and she was raised in a born-again home. She is the author of the book Crush for Change. She is married to Craig for 20 years. They have two children. The son is 18 years of age and the daughter is sitting opposite me, Caitlin. She is 16 years old. So we will be speaking about a lot of things, but mostly about the goodness of God. So, sure. Candice, welcome once again.
Thank you so much.
Ek wil ook vir die luisteraar sê dat hulle moet vir hulle gereed kry. Daar is 'n boek wat ons gaan weggee, 2 boeke wat ons gaan weggee. En wie dit ook al gaan wen, dit moet binne 30 dae van hierdie datum afgehaal word. Anders gaan dit ongelukkig aan iemand anders weggegee word. Ek gaan later 'n bietjie praat oor die boek. Ek het die naam genoem en ek gaan dit later weer noem want dit gaan die vraag wees. But now I would like you to just sit back and relax and fasten those kingdom seat belts because this kingdom bowing is not about to land. Candice, tell us about your early childhood days. You know, at the age of 5, you also experienced chaos in your childhood days. Please share with the listeners and welcome once again.
Thank you, Philippine. So this morning, I just want to first and foremost introduce myself. I am Candice Chafter and I'm a daughter of the Most High.
Come on.
First and foremost.
Amen.
Then I am the wife, the helpmeet of Craig Chafter, whom I believe is also, it's a worship. It's an act of worship to be married.
Wow.
To serve
yes.
in your marriage. And then I have beautiful children that God has given me to steward over. Cameron Cole and Caitlin Hope. And Caitlin Hope, I love giving a full name because that hope with the battle, it also carries weight in my story.
Wow.
But let me first go in and answer your question. So the first question is, at the age of 5, I had found myself in a place where I was silenced. I was silenced while being molested by a family friend. And I can't even remember how many years it was transpiring, but it was a setting that needed to be done every day, and this is what I had to endure.
Mm.
I didn't understand why I was being molested. I
yes.
didn't understand why I was being quiet about it. I just knew back in the day, it was that time that the children didn't feel liberated to speak about everything as the kids can speak today.
Today, yeah.
And so I went with this load and this trauma daily as a young girl, a broken girl, a girl that hasn't even had a chance to experience life yet, you know. And so I remember the room of my molestation room.
Sure.
I got to witness the death of my abuser.
Oh.
He had a heart attack in my presence one morning. And I remember this morning so clearly because this morning that he wanted to tell my mom something and she was just in a hurry to leave. My mom's a teacher. And so she was always rushing to be at school early. And that morning, I couldn't understand why I was not being touched.
Mm.
And that morning, I saw him have a heart attack in front of me and he died in front of me. And from that moment, my life was never the same again because then I literally had to forgive a man that no longer was alive to even say he was sorry.
Sure.
And that was the start of so many other things that just unraveled in an ugly way.
Wow. My guest in studio this morning, Candice Chafter, and she's sharing her story. Just a few messages that I want to read. Ricardo is weer terug. Ricardo, say more, Lady P, Candice and Caitlin. Looking forward to Bless program. Wow, wow, what beautiful singing. Now, this is it. He says, ek drink kookwater met bietjie sout, bietjie suiker, turmeric, cayenne pepper, lemon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, daar's niks koffie daar in nie. Hy het vandag 'n ander date. Hy het 'n koffie date met ons. Hy het 'n kookwater, sout, suiker, turmeric, cayenne pepper, lemon. Tyd vandag met ons. Dankie Ricardo. Nou gee jy sommer mos die resep ook vir ons. Dan weet ons ook. Ja. But you know what, Candice? I just want you to flow. I want to allow Holy Spirit to lead this morning. So anything that God lays on your heart, I've got all this, you know, all these questions.
Mm.
But I just want to say that amidst the mess and brokenness, you can truly testify about God performing the impossible in your life.
Definitely.
So please flow, please flow.
So I'm the eldest child of 5 children. My dad, my dad's first marriage is my mom. So I'm the eldest of the first marriage. And then I've got 2 siblings, brothers from the second marriage. Now, ek was my pa's oorgappel, of so I thought. I love the fact that we could sing together. My dad and I, we had this bond that we sang together. My dad was a worshiper. And so he would take up the guitar in a random time and we would just sing, you know, and you'll make up songs. And that was our relationship. And it was deep, deep lief vir my pa, you know. But in my growing up, my dad was a workaholic. He comes from the era where if you're working for your family, that is your first and foremost, you know. So we saw him when we saw him, but he was working hard. So he worked shifts, and that was our dynamic. My dad was involved in church, and he was a worship leader. I was a bekeerkraad, and we were in the Achies Church in Elsie's River, and life was happening.
Mm.
While in my brokenness, never sharing what I had gone through earlier in my years, but that was my relationship, and I just chased after the affirmation of my dad.
Mm.
Like he, I knew he loved me, but I just knew there was some barrier that I wasn't quite understanding what that was. But I didn't care because, you know, the Bible says that that we need to become like little children, and children is trusting. They don't have to know a lot of questions or a lot of answers. They're just trusting. And so I just see myself just running after just to be noticed by my dad, you know. And I remember this. I could sense in the house things wasn't going well between my parents. I could sense the tension. Never ever asked, but I could sense it. I would lay awake at night. They would be thinking I'm sleeping, and this is round about say the age of 9. I already heard arguments in the house. Mm. In the late nights, I already heard gestootry en gepraatry en geskreeu in the most quiet way they could possibly. And I knew something was going down. So at that moment, a fear came over me, and I believe that was a doorway that I opened up. Because if we open doors, the enemy will take that door, and he'll put his foot in there. And I believe during that time, I remember my maat, my pa gesoek, and as I share the story, my dad is very... he has no issue with me sharing the story because he has been redeemed, and he's asked forgiveness. But my dad fell into sin. And I remember this one evening, my mom was looking for my dad, and I had an accident. I fell to the degree that the ceramic basin had stuck and gefall, and I fell, and it fell onto me into my legs. Sure. And I remember that moment. It felt like net a stilte wat om my gekom het, en ek hoor my ma geskree, because what you saw on the the floor didn't look like it was repairable. And I remember my mom, she's a strong woman. I remember her being at home, going through what she's going through, my dad not knowing where he is. I just remember her getting me to the hospital. And that is where I remember the doctor speaking. And as I was speaking, saying that there's no life in my legs. That something, that there's nerves that has been broke, that has been cut off, and the chance of me having a life in my legs again is slim. And I remember my mom did not take that at all to consider. So immediately all I remembered was she was speaking in tongues and taking authority, and she was just without fear, she just went relentlessly, and she took back what the enemy had tried to steal. And as the doctor was telling me to move my toes, I couldn't. But this woman would not give up. And the moment I had believed with her, seeing my mom in the faithful way she was, she always told us, she always affirmed us, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And greater is he that lives inside of us than he that's in the world. And this is how she raised us. And the moment I grabbed hold of her faith, I started feeling pins and needles coming through my legs. And that is where I say the Lord has done one of many possibilities in my life where I should not have been walking. And today I can stand a testimony of what God can do through faith as a mustard seed.
Wow, we serve an amazing God.
Amen.
But you also had to believe, right?
100%.
Wow. Few messages that came through. Cynthia Verhoog en Annette van der Merwe is daar op Facebook. Annette sê vir ons, morning blessings. Cynthia Verhoog sê, goeiemôre Lady PM en al my koffiedate familie. O, ek hou daarvan, Cynthia. Ons is 'n groot familie hier. Sy sê, geseende program, ek is in afwagting vir my blessing. Kom ons wees net in God se rus, want as ons stil is, dan... Hy stry vir ons. Cynthia van Portable, sy sê, be blessed. Ah, jyne, dankie Cynthia Verhoog, welkom. En dan he's a very special person here on Facebook. And his name is Craig Jafter. Hey. Craig Jafter is in the house. He says, hi Candace, Jafter and Caitlin and Lady P. Hello Craig. Nice to have you with us. Dis nou natuurlik Candace se lieflike man. En dan ook... as hy die pa van Caitlin, Lindley sê ook, môre Filippine, ek is net dankbaar vir die Here se liefde, sy omgee, sy onbeskryflike genade, want sonder hom ons is niks nie, prys die allerhoogste groete. Dankie Lindley. O, julle stuur almal sulke pragtige boodskappe wat 'n mens regtig waar oplig. Ja, ons het dit ook nodig. Ons het dit beslis nodig. Maar ons gaan nou 'n breek neem en dan is ons nou weer terug en ons luister verder na wat die Here in Candace se lewe gedoen het. Ons gaan luister na I Believe gesing deur Ricardo en Siobhan die tyd 9:30. Ons is nou weer terug.
Lady P is in die huis. Welkom by Koffiedייט, saam met Filippine Morkel, hier op Kaapse Kansel, 729 AM.
South Africa, join us for two incredible nights of worship at Passion South Africa as we gather all ages of the church in Pretoria on January 31st at Loftus Versfield Stadium and then in Cape Town on February 1st at DHL Stadium. These nights will be led by Louis Giglio, Passion Music, and friends Tim and Demi Lee Tebow as we gather to worship, open the Word of God, and leverage our lives for what matters most, the name and renown of Jesus. Tickets available now at iTickets.
Wil jy jou gunsteling musiek op Kaapse Kansel hoor? Stuur jou e-pos na brad@kaapulpit.co.za. Onthou om Vrydag in te skakel tussen 6 en 7 namiddag vir ons top speellys.
Opbouwende gesprek en klanke van hoop, net vir jou. Op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Ja, dis reg hier op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Bring ons vir jou klanke van hoop en ons het geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur Ricardo en Siobhan. Hulle is weer 'n broer en suster kombinasie en hulle het vir ons gesing I Believe. Maar nou ja, voor ek verder gaan, hier is nog 'n verrassingkie.
In Him we love, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. We might as well not start to move unless we move in Him. If we don't have the Spirit of God, how can we reach a soul? We might as well not start to move unless we move in Him.
Sjoe, luisteraars, 'n mens kan net aangaan en aangaan en aangaan net om oor die goedheid van die Here te kan sing, oor die goedheid van die Here te kan praat. Thank you, mother and daughter, Candace and Caitlin. Wow. That is so mooi. And you know, everyone can sing. You can have a beautiful voice, but without the anointing,
yes,
it means nothing.
Absolutely.
Nothing. But we're going to get there. We're going to get there. I have just got some very exciting news for all the listeners. Nou ja, Candace Jefter het 'n boek geskryf, Crushed for Change. Luister baie mooi. Crushed for Change. En sy het vandag twee boeke saamgebring wat ons vir twee gelukkige wenners wil gee. So, al wat ek wil vra is, wat is die naam van die boek? En as jy nou mooi gehoor het, kan jy die antwoord vir my stuur en jy kan die eerste gelukkige wenner wees. En dan is daar nog 'n boekie wat gaan weggegee word, dieselfde boek. Maar nou ja, weer pragtige boodskapies wat deurgekom het, Diane Parker, do you know her? She said, this family is amazing people. A family everyone wants. Maybe wow. It means it's referring to Cape Pulpit as a family. Thank you, Diane Parker. And then she said, what a presence when they open their mouths. Now, she was talking about you. She says, awesome. Thank you, Diane Parker. And she is our first winner.
Yay.
Diane, I need your cell number. She gave the right title. She's the correct title. She said, Crush for Change. But Diane, I need your contact details so that people can contact you, the office can contact you, and we will let you know how to collect the book. So yes, congratulations. Oh, jy het ons die tweede wenner, sjoe, en ons is nog nie eens halfpad deur nie. Shirley, onthou, both of you, please just remember, within 30 days you have to collect it, otherwise we will have to give it to someone else. So yes, Shirley, baie geluk, sy is ons tweede wenner vandag van die boek Crushed for Change. So, congratulations, we will be in contact with you. Now, but now back to my guest this morning in studio. Ah, Diane says, I so badly wanted a book. God is awesome. Now, there you have it. We serve a faithful God, Diane. But please just send me, I need your contact details. En ja, jammer vir die anders wat ook nou deurgekom het. I'm just going to write down your number, Diane. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to give over to my guest again. And we're going to speak about a very, 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 I want to say vital topic. Candace, you got saved at the age of 14 years. Please share this wonderful experience and welcome once again.
So, Philippine, before I moved to where I was 14, so then we relocated out of Elsie's River and we then moved to a place called Goodwood. It was literally months after democratic freedom. It was very different for me. Now is we in a place that is affluent. It's like a bikkie meer rustiger, but it's a vreemde plek for me. It's foreign, you know. And so now I go to a so-called ex-Model C school as high school, and I start this new life in this new neighborhood. And so we were gone from the church, and we joined a church called Maranatha Fellowship in Kimberley Street in Goodwood. And this is a family that has received a broken family.
Wow.
So I remember as we walked into that church when I was just 12 years old, getting ready to go into high school, waar ek nog, you know, as ons toos kyk, toe gaan het in die aagjes kyk, you have this long bobby socks met die frills om die knie, and my mother still goes met a hoed kyk toe, and that was the laaste wat ons so aangetrek het, die oogend. And as people welcomed us by the door, a multiracial church just took us in and gave us love.
Beautiful.
We were broken. My mom was broken. Myself, I was about 12. My brother was 4 years younger, and my sister was about a year old. And so we just need refuge. Mm. But you know, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous stands in, and we are safe, and we felt safe. So years we got into a community where people loved us, where multiracial people was hugging and loving one another.
Awesome.
Something completely we've never
awesome.
Seen before.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got involved in worship because I come from a family of worshippers.
Mm.
My dad and my grandparents, they had this singing ministry. My grandparents will sing for us every year for everyone's birthday. That's our ma and pa for the person sing. And we would go there on weekends and Sunday lunches, and with the guitars and the banjos would come out. And
sure.
We would literally, that was what we did as a family, you know. We just worshiped the name of the Lord every opportunity we could get.
Yeah.
My dad and siblings all can sing. And so this is where I come from. And yeah, I get to know a community. I get involved in the youth. I get involved in the worship. I get involved in the dance.
Mm.
And we in the dramas. And yeah, I'm literally just so involved. But at that moment, Philippine, I had not had an encounter with God yet.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to serve your mom's God, but it's another
Yay.
Thing when you actually encounter
Yes.
the greater I am. And I had this moment in my youth where we had a lot of outreaches, and we had a lot of going to Malawi, going to Lesotho, really busy in the field work of God. And I remember how I still felt so lost.
Mm.
I felt so broken. I felt like I needed to compete. I felt like I was comparing myself. I didn't
yeah.
know who I was.
Yeah.
And I remember this one day, my dad's younger sister, she moved with us to the church, and we were very close as young ladies, because she was still very much a youngster when I was born. So she took me under a wing like a sister, and she and I danced before the Lord. We danced in the ministry. We went overseas twice for dancing, and so we were just really busy in the ministry. And she was kind of my safety net in many ways.
Yeah.
And I remember one day we were having worship at our youth events, and I encountered God.
Awesome.
And the 16th of March of the year, I turned 16. I can't remember the year now. And myself and her actually went through the waters of baptism together.
Amen.
And that moment, I had still not understood what it was to be made new.
Mm.
But that was the obedience step I took.
Yes.
Post me coming to the Lord to know
Amen.
Him as a personal Savior. So at that moment, I was still leading worship in the church, and I was serving the Lord, but still so angry. Bitterness, unforgiveness towards my dad for leaving us. Just
yeah.
And you know, you can bring your worship to the Lord, because worship is a sound.
Come on.
Worship is not a
Amen.
Song.
Amen.
Worship is a sound
I
of
love
the heart.
It. I love
and,
it.
And I always knew what it was to worship with my heart, but there was a hindrance to my sound because of the bitterness, the disappointment, the resentment, the anger. And I never verbalized it to anyone, but my actions showed that I was just getting to a point where I couldn't go higher than that with the Lord because of this hindrance.
Yes.
You know, I knew I needed to let go, but I couldn't. Because I just couldn't. Because with my dad, before he left us, Philippine, when I was 9, he sat us down, promised us he will come back, just having to need time to sort himself out. And he never, ever came back. And I blamed him for never coming back.
Mm.
You know, I needed him in the most toughest yes. and the most essential, critical times in my life. And he wasn't there. Mm-hmm. That was my reality. He wasn't there. And I remember getting involved in the wrong relationships.
Sure.
Looking for affirmation
yeah.
in the opposite sex. Mm. Looking for that love from a guy. And which guy is not going to take advantage of that situation? I mean, and so both my mom not even knowing what I'm getting involved in, because all she's trying to do is raise 3 kids. At that moment, she was still studying to get a degree in teaching while she was teaching, and she was working hard for us, living in this so-called post-apartheid era, new for her too, and all this, and it feels like we are in a safer place, but I'm still just so broken.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember even starting to drink and then smoke when I was done with school, starting to get involved in those things. And I just felt like my worship was at that moment just like a facade to hide what really is going on inside. So it's one thing to lead people to worship. A worship leader understands that your mandate is to usher people into worship.
Yes.
So I would put my problems, my issues aside because I'm stepping into what God, the Spirit of God is leading me into. But, you know, I'll deal with that later. But now it's for God's people. So my heart was in the right place. But I was still hiding behind my ministry, so broken as ever.
Yeah.
Not knowing people, not knowing what I'm going through at night, what thoughts are going through my mind. And that was, I was just spiraling out of control. And then I met a young man, was engaged to him, but was in such a abusive relationship because we both were toxic for one another.
Yeah.
And while I was engaged, but knowing this is not something I really want to do, but this is what I need to do, and because no more take my need myself in, and then I'm one less person for mother to worry about, and that is the reasoning around why I was going to this direction. And then I meet my current husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my current husband was something I have never, ever thought I will ever be interested in. He, first of all, he's a little bit younger than me. He's from the southern suburbs. I'm from the northern suburbs. That culture is already worlds apart. It's a gouden tand in sy mond, Filipijn, geel haar. And I'm like, but at that point, when I met him,
uh-huh.
It was just something that shifted for me that I still today know it was the hand of God.
Amen.
Because I started working after I finished studying, started working, met him actually where I was doing my in-service training. And yeah, he was watching me write my list of my worship practice songs for worship team practice for the evening. And it was about the word of God that we actually connected. We'll find common ground. Then he saw, amen. Oh, you also serve the Lord. Oh, I also serve. Well, he wasn't serving the Lord. I wasn't actually serving the Lord like I should have or should be. But he was a pastor. He is a pastor's kid. And we started chatting in that manner. Long story short, we got involved and still very much working through what the unforgiveness and the resentment towards my dad. And I fell pregnant with our first son, Cameron Cole. So when I met Craig, Craig was a drug addict. His parents wasn't aware that he was on drugs, but he was using it, managing it, and doing it in a safe way. And I don't believe there's any way you can do drugs safe. It's going to shoot you in the foot and catch up with you one way or another. But I was very honest and open about it and said, this is not the life. I don't do things like this. I've never been exposed to this. I'm not even going to try. I've tried many things, but this is something I'm not even going to get into. This needs to go.
Yeah.
And Craig, stopped using drugs, and with having a focus of being and falling in love with someone else was his focus. And you know what I just want to paint right now is the Bible says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. So when you think of when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed, then it gives me reason to believe that there's other ways you can also be free, but not indeed.
Yeah.
And so he was free because he wanted to have or be with me. So he wasn't free indeed, but he was free because his focus just shifted to something different. Because he himself was also broken. I never thought he could be broken because he comes out of what I esteem as a nucleus perfect family. So I thought I was broken coming out of a broken family. But here I didn't even notice he was so broken coming out of a nucleus family.
Yeah.
Because he had his own set of issues and brokenness that I'd only found out in my marriage what it entailed and the depth it went into.
Yeah.
But at that point, I then got married to Cameron Cole's dad, and I always knew that when I say I do, I'm never gonna undo because I'm not gonna become like my dad, you know. And so that is where my journey regarding forgiveness started.
Sure. We will be right back. Diane Parker, I just want to tell you, we will have to get in contact with you. She's one of the winners of the book Crush for Chains, but I ask for your number, Diane. Please send your number to us on Facebook. Nou ja, luisteraars, ons gaan nog 'n breek neem en ons luister na die pragtige lied gesing deur die Ewe Candace Jafta. Remnant, geniet dit saam met ons en dan is ons nou weer terug.
Filippine Morkel op Koffiedייט. Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel.
Ons het so pas geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur my gas en haar dogter, hoor. Candace Jafta en Caitlin, is dit nie 'n pragtige lied nie? En hulle het al vir ons so geseën deur heeltyd sulke pragtige liedere te sing. Daar inpakke, I got your number. People will contact you and they will let you know how to collect the book. Not to worry. Want ek sien dat jy 'n hele paar boodskapies deurgekom en moenie vergeet nie, luister, as ons is live daar op Facebook. Gaan besoek ons daar op Facebook 729 Kaapse Kansel. Hele paar boodskapies. Jackie Marks, I don't know if you know her. She says, this family is really a blessing. Jackie is also there on Facebook. Welcome, Jackie. Dan is Shay Shay in the A. Cheryl Wilskut. She says, good morning, Lady PM, guest in the studio and all Coffee Date listeners. Shay is now in the house. Whoop, whoop. More Cheryl Wilskut. And then Amina Jewel, the queen of gospel jazz. She says, good morning, Filipina and guest in studio. Amen to that, Candace. Yes, worship is not a song, it's a sound. Hallelujah. Welcome, Amy. So nice to have you with us again on our Wednesday morning on Coffee Date. Shirley, dat ek sien wit nog hier gestuur. Klomp boodskapies. Okay, Shirley het nou daai enige delete, so sy gaan seker weer later terugkom na ons toe. Maar ons gaan voort en my guest today here in studio, Candace Jafta, is such a great blessing. Candace, over to you. Welcome once again.
Thank you, Philip. And I think the guests are referring to Jafta Worship, so we often go online.
I see.
And that's where Noah's from.
Wow, yes. That's awesome. I will have to go check it out.
Yes. As God leads, we just like go and just encourage people. And that has just started in lockdown. Lockdown is where myself and Cameron and Caitlin, my children, we decided, and Craig, we decided just to give hope. In a time that was hopeless,
yeah.
The world was hopeless, you know. So that was a platform that we started, a ministry we started called Jafta Worship. But Philippine, can I just also go over to Remnant? So this is an assignment. It's an assignment. It was an assignment that God had given. Now, I'd never thought I was a songwriter. I always sang, like I said, I always worshiped, but I never ever knew or thought I had the ability to write music, although I always loved just expressing my thoughts before God. So I always loved journaling. I just loved writing. I loved books. I always write books and books of my thoughts and my visions and my dreams and, you know, and my frustrations. And that would just be me and God's time journaling. And in lockdown, Caitlin actually contracted COVID, and the kids was doing online school there. And by then, I didn't still want to stress Craig out with the fact that Caitlin couldn't taste and smell things. And that it was just a time that you didn't want to. And still, and this is a stress because Craig had to work, and with this company, what he had to do, he had to go back to work after 21 days. And at that time, I remember I was working from home, and Caitlin's running fevers, and she's going into convulsions. And I'm praying, and I'm praying. And as I'm working, she's laying on my lap. And I just say, Lord, and I just started declaring the word of God, Lord, you say, by your stripes I'm healed. By you, you know, we can do all things. We together, we stand together, we twin three gathers, these in our midst, you know, we're in agreement, and we. And as I said, Caitlin, go feature your piano. But at this stage, you must remember, Philippine, Caitlin started doing piano lessons at Trevino. Trevino's music school in Mitchell's Plain.
Oh.
And she literally had two or three lessons, and so it was locked down.
So Caitlin at the piano, and I said, go fetch your piano. And Caitlin, the Holy Spirit started teaching Caitlin.
Sure.
So Caitlin was spirit taught how to play this instrument in lockdown. And as I said, while I'm at a working, sit behind mommy here and just like play. And she was playing and we would sing and worship while I'm working. And the next moment I said, Kate, and I just remember she's sick. She's convulsing. It's so hot. Sure. She's covered. She's got a fever. And I said, take out the phone. And I started with a melody of many are called, but few are chosen. Sure. And I started writing the words down, and I said, Caitlin, and we started we started voice noting ourselves in a group, just the melody. In 3 days, lo and behold, Remnant was fully written.
Wow.
When we told Craig we wrote a song, he couldn't believe, like, where did it come from?
Yeah.
We don't know. The Spirit Holy of God Spirit. literally gave me an assignment, because those moments, I was actually... I dream a lot and God gives me visions. And this vision God gave me was where a felt fire will ignite other fields and felts, and it will be a burning transportation of the fire of God.
Mm.
And that's where Remnant is birthed from.
Mm.
Because many people, we don't know what God had designed and created us to do, the purposes, you know. I felt like I was misunderstood. People hurt me. They spoke about me. I expected family to support me. They didn't. And all this confusion and God. And I didn't know God was busy separating and setting me apart for something bigger than I could ever imagine.
Wow.
And then Crush for Change, God gave me this vision regarding a book he wanted me to write. And I said, Lord, I'm not the author.
Mm.
I've never thought, it was never an idea that crossed my mind ever to write a book. I know people write books.
Yeah.
They know it's always been a bucket list, or there was something that they wanted to do. For me, it wasn't.
Mm.
And the Lord said, write down what I have taken you through.
Wow.
And our apostolic covering at that moment was saying that the Lord is saying we need to, myself and my husband, we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our experiences in life. And I'm not here to tell his story, because he's got a massive testimony story to tell. But then we started doing it, and I didn't even realize that the writing a book was also in that same prophecy of getting our story into the world through our lives. And that is where Crush for Change started. And then I contacted the publishers to for a quote. And I only then started actively writing the beginning of last year. And in 5 months, I had my full book written.
That's amazing.
And you know what was so beautiful, Philippine, is as I wrote the different seasons of my life, I was like, yay, I'm over that. Lord, thank you. I was healed. And there's moments like the Lord says, that's noch iets daar. And then God gave me a perfect opportunity to just clean sweep the areas of my life that I can stand today and say, Lord, I'm speaking about my book today at a place of healing.
Amen.
And it's every day choosing to remain healed.
Yes. Yes.
Because I still see my dad, but I must love him.
Yeah.
I still see him, and then I mustn't remember the things he did, but I must love him because you loved him first. And so that is how I live my life, from a place of prosperity and victory, because I choose to wake up understanding what I was birthed for, and that was to be crushed to bring change for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that just amazing? We serve an awesome God. And yes, she had to put it down in writing about her life story.
Yeah.
And that really brings a lot of healing.
Definitely.
When you start writing about your what you've gone through and what God has done for you. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm just checking the messages. Diane Parker says, amen, powerful. Wow, wow, wow. I think I see Charlene Sanossi is also here. But I don't know if she wants to send us a message, but welcome, Charlene. And you know what, Candace, I would like you also to speak about worshiping in spirit and in truth. You say that you're leading worship for so long now, and what does it personally mean to you? Please share with the listeners.
Philippine and listeners, you know, when I think about worship, like I said, it's a sound, but worshiping in spirit and in truth, it can only take me to the scripture of Romans 12 that says that we must live our lives as a living sacrifice, as pleasing unto God, because this is true worship.
Yeah.
And I started unpacking that scripture in my life, because this is not subjected to a stage.
Yes.
This is subjected to my lifestyle.
I like this.
Which, because my lifestyle is not on stage. My lifestyle is every day in my home, in my marriage, in my children. And I started, I said, Lord, you know, in my marriage, it seems like from the get-go, I had to be there for my husband because he then went back into drugs when I was pregnant with Caitlin. He fell back into drugs and it was a tough time. We lost everything we had. We acquired our first home owners and we lost that. To see your house being auctioned after you've been aspired to acquire and to be building a future together.
Yeah.
And God brought back the scripture. Living a life is a sacrifice. My life was a sacrifice to help my husband. My life was a sacrifice to usher my children to what God had called them to. My life, because our lifestyles should be a lifestyle of worship.
Amen.
I must be a worshiper in worshiping in my marriage by ushering to serve my life as a living sacrifice to Christ. So wherever God would want me in my marriage, in my career, in my the industry God takes me, in schools, in my community.
Mm.
I need to be a worshiper that is living a sacrificial life.
Amen. We are going to continue about speaking about that topic about worship. But for now, let's listen to Michael Miller with a beautiful song, He Will Restore You. The time, 3 minutes past 10. We'll be right back.
Wil jy jou dorp se stemme laat hoor op Kaapse Kansel? Stuur jou e-pos na gilma@kaypulpit.co.za. Koffiedייט met Filippine Morkel.
Ons is sopas geluister na die pragtige lied gesing. Ons noem hom ons diamant van Kimberley. Michael Miller het ons die pragtige lied gesing. He will restore you. Hier op Koffiedייט en op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. My gaste vandag hier in die ateljee is Candice Jefta met haar dogter Caitlin. En hulle is 'n groot, groot seën vir ons. 'N stemnotetjie wat deurgekom het. Kom ons luister, wat wil sy vir ons sê?
Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord a new song. For He is worthy to be praised. Come into His presence with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. For He is worthy to be praised.
Prachtig, prachtig. Cheryl Wilskut sing unto the Lord a new song. En sy kies 'n lied wat so mooi pas vandag by ons tema. Dankie Cheryl, dankie dat jy ons so geseën het. Now back to you, Candice. You want to share. We're going to go to the theme of Coffee Date today, and well, she actually set the bar for us. Now Cheryl Wills can set the bar for us with that song, and the theme today is I Will Sing to the Lord. Candice, welcome once again.
Thank you so much. So when I think about that scripture, Philippine, Psalm 13 verse 6, it says, I will sing to the Lord because He's been good to me.
Yeah.
It was a vow I made to the Lord, that I will raise a sound.
Mm.
It had nothing to do with singing a song, but I will raise a sound because you've been good to me.
Amen.
I remember while I was pregnant with Caitlin and in my last, and I got called to work to say that my husband was locked up for the possession of drugs and the embarrassment at work. And it was just one thing after the next. And I remember sitting in our bathroom and we're losing a house. I'm sitting in a house that no longer belongs to us anymore. And I'm sitting in there and I'm saying, Lord, I need hope. And the next moment, the moment I had cried to the Lord, but there was no words, I would sing. So I would sing and I would raise a sound of song in my spirit before God when I was broken. And the Lord said, her name will be Caitlin Hope. Because she'll bring hope to the sound of the generations.
That's powerful.
And when Caitlin was born, she had already known her mom's voice in song because she heard it in the womb. And so at the age of 3, 4, I would see how she would sing with me. And I recognized that there was something there that carried the weight of the anointing of God. I'd realized that I'd birthed something bigger than what I'd ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she started opening up her mouth, she shifted the atmospheres in the home. Mm-hmm. So while her dad was even recovering and going into his years, because today he is clean for 16 years, as long as Caitlin is born, he's clean for 16 years. But as she grew and raised the sound in the home, she had literally sang her dad into healing without her ever knowing. And I believe there was an impartation in the womb of a sound of worship.
Shock.
Because when I would sit there before the Lord with the stomach as big, because I carried big babies, my children was 4 kilograms at the time. And so I would sit there with my legs open and I would look at the pool of tears where that was all I could surrender to Jehovah.
Yeah,
God knew what was to come.
Amen.
God knew what was going to be birthed. And so I believe that is a vow I've given to the Lord. He has been too good for me for me to not sing to the Lord to raise a sound.
Wow. Sure.
And there's such a bond, if I think about it, like you said earlier, there's such a bond between the two of us.
Yes,
there sincerely is, because I remember while I was nursing her on my one breast, my husband would lay on the other side of me going through withdrawal symptoms, and I had to nurse him and nurse her at the same time.
Oh,
and if you look at Caitlin and her dad, they're like a copy and paste. You see the one face, you see the dad's face. And I know that God had set us apart as a family. It wasn't easy. Our lives has been one valley after the next. Mm. But today we know why we had to go through what we had to go through. There is salvation and deliverance awaiting people for the kingdom of God.
Sure.
Souls that's going to be changed because of our messy stories as now a message for Christ.
Wow. My guest in studio, Caitlin, Candace Jafter and her daughter, Caitlin. And what a great blessing they are. Really an asset to the kingdom of God. Amina Jewel says, wow, absolutely beautiful, Shay Shay. And then Evangelist Chandra Dowries is there on Facebook. Hy was vir ons daar vandag. Hy sê, blessings, Minister Philippine en gaste. En dan sê hy, powerful. And then your dad sent a message on Facebook. He says, my Katie Waity. It was worth the wait, I think. So yes, Candace, anything else that you'd like to share about this amazing God that we serve.
Philippine, if people can just come to understand that your story truly carries the anointing that God wants to birth through your life. You know, if we can stop just listening to the lies of the enemy,
the deceive
of the brethren, you know, that wants us to feel that how's people going to look at me if they know this? Our stories hold weight.
Yes.
I mean, I always tell my kids, you don't have to go create a testimony by go doing wrong things. But if you go through things, God use that story for his glory. And I want to encourage people out there, broken people, broken women, broken mothers, broken wives. Even I want to, and I do not want to forget about the broken men.
Yeah.
You know, my heart is so weight. I've got this burden in my spirit for a while where God had been giving me this understanding of the dysfunction of homes, because the priests are broken.
Yeah.
And while the priest remains unhealed and broken, the home, because God is a God of order, so the home will not be in God's functionality, the godly functionality, because of this dysfunction. And we went through lives, we all can testify, we go and navigate through lives in the dysfunction, in the dysfunction. But at the end of the day is, we need to get to a point that says, it's going to stop with me.
Yes.
My generations from here on will live in a godly order, but will stop with me. I will be the one to lay my life on the altar as a sacrifice. Say it will end with me. My life didn't turn out the way I would have loved to in my childhood home.
Yeah.
But my children and their children will live in the abundance of God's order.
Amen.
Because of a sacrifice. So I want to encourage people out there, speak about your story. As you speak before the Father, allow God to use your story, because every word in your story has the breath of God breathed over it, because God's breath is breathed over every word that proceeds out of his mouth. And I believe that your healing lays in telling your story. You might not write the book. Share it with the world. Speak to someone, speak to a neighbor, but speak yourself into healing.
Amen. That is so amazing. That is so powerful. Speak yourself into healing. Sing about God. Sing about the goodness of God, and healing will
come
forth. Just open your mouth. You know, it's time that, you know, so many women out there, so many, many broken people, not only women, but men, they rather decide to keep silent. Yes. But we have a voice.
Yes.
And, you know, your voice and my voice will make a big difference into the lives of broken people.
100%.
100%, eh? So Carlo, Diane Parker says that's so true. She agrees. And then Carlo Herodine says, amen. They are all there on Facebook. And then Diane Parker says, I need a coffee date with Candice Jephthah. Okay, I will give a number at the end. I will give it. And she's willing to, you know. And then Diane also says, speak yourself into healing. Yes, so true. Nou ja, luister, ons het 'n geseënde tyd vandag hierop Koffie Date. En ek dink ek gaan net nou, hierdie tyd gaan ek nou net gou haar kontak besonderhede deurstuur, want ek dink daar is al mense wat nou in afwagting is. But first, before I do that, Candice, can you just tell me, where can the people get hold of your book?
Okay, so my book at the moment, well, you can WhatsApp me directly.
Okay.
Or you can also go on my website, that is www.candicejephthah.co.za, and order that way. Or it's also on Amazon for those that's overseas that wants to get it on Kindle. Mm. And then lastly, it is currently only in the stores of Exclusive Books Waterfront.
Okay. Waterfront.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to give your contact details and then they can get hold of you. Absolutely. If they want to find out more about the book. Or listeners, if you would just like to invite Candice to come and share her testimony with you. So here is a contact number. It's 083-708-0908. I repeat, 083-708-0908. And you can also visit her on Facebook under Candice Jephthah. Yeah. And yeah, you are free to get in touch with her, and she will explain to you how you can get hold of the book again. But Candice, I think now it's time for another song. I think I gave you a nice break, a sufficient break, so.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Joy, my King, in what you are, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Let it be a sweet sound in your ear.
Hallelujah.
Wow, the mother and daughter duo. Wow, singing that beautiful song. I love you, Lord. You know how it sounds in his ears.
Yes.
Shoo. I can hardly speak now.
Sure.
But you know how it sounds in his ears. It is well pleasing unto him.
Hallelujah.
When you just tell him how much you love him.
Yes.
I think we should do that more often. Mm. Every day it's so important just to tell God how much I love you. God. Not just for what he's doing, but for who he is. So that's thank you, Candice. Thank you, Caitlin. You really blessed my heart.
Yeah.
Sure. Candice, I also would like to encourage the listeners. Yes, I forgot to say that even if you want them to come minister in song, you are most welcome to do it. And for those who missed out on the number, let me just give you the number once again. It's 083-708-0908, 083-708-0908. And please go and visit Candice on Facebook, Candice Jephthah. Wow. So Candice, there are so many broken people out there, and some of them might say, yeah, I hear what you say, but I'm still battling. I still I just can't get past this battle. I can't move away from the past. Mm. What encouragement have you got for those who are broken and just feel like giving up? I sense in my spirit that there are people who are so close to taking their own lives as well because they cannot handle the pressure anymore.
I would like to encourage the listeners. We often want to bring God a perfect side of ourselves. And that is what is the lie of the enemy, because we're never going to be perfect for the Lord.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you to come just as you are. Come with a mess.
Yes.
Just come with a mess and give him your heart, and he will manage and take away the mess.
Amen.
We cannot take it away. Because if we could, then all our resources and stuff we've done would have helped, but it didn't.
Exactly.
So I want to encourage you, come to Jesus. Give him your life today. With everything, lay it and say, Lord, I cannot. You know, we came into this world naked. God knows us in our naked state.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can hide from God, because he's the creator. He made us. So he knows how we think. He knows what pains and what burdens we carry. He knows it all.
Mm.
It's not a surprise to him. Bring it to him and give it to him.
Amen. And on that note, we are going to listen to a brand new song. I've played it before, of Danielle Pape. And she's going to sing for us, Altyd Daar. We'll be right back.
South Africa, join us for two incredible nights of worship at Passion South Africa as we gather all ages of the church in Pretoria on January 31st at Loftus Versfield Stadium, and then in Cape Town on February 1st at DHL Stadium. These nights will be led by Louis Giglio, Passion Music, and friends Tim and Demi Tebow as we gather to worship, open the Word of God, and leverage our lives for what matters most, the name and renown of Jesus. Tickets available now at iTickets.
Kolossense 3 vers 12.
Kolossense 3 vers 12.
Julle is die uitverkore volk van God wat hy baie lief het.
Daarom moet julle meelewend, goedgesind, nederig, sagmoedig en verdraagsaam wees.
Daarom moet julle meelewend, goedgesind, nederig, sagmoedig en verdraagsaam wees.
Lady P is in die huis. Welkom by Koffiedייט saam met Filippine Morkel. Hier op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Dis ingeskakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, en dis die program Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Dis daarom nou 'n pragtige lied waarna ons geluister het, gesing deur Danielle Pape, Altyd Daar. En baie mense was regwaar gestig deur hierdie lied. Daar een paar gesê, I love worship, I can't sing, but will never stop sending a sound. I love that. By Anne, to Abba Father, my daddy. Wow, that's beautiful. And dan sê, Tinka, such lovely singing unto our beautiful Jesus. En nog een paar boodskapies, yes. Daar een sê, only God can restore us. Amina Jewel says, I absolutely love this new song of Danielle Pape. Praise God. Personal friend of mine, super proud of her. Thank you, Amy. Amy, yes, indeed. I agree with you. What a beautiful song. Shirley said, die lied het my in vervoering. Ach, jene Shirley. En ek hoop dit gaan beter met jou klink en hou ons nog op, asseblief op hoogte. But now I'm going to give over to this beautiful young lady sitting here opposite me. It's a daughter of Candace. And I would just like you to journey with us what you experience through all the challenges that your parents were facing. Just share with the listeners and welcome once again.
Thank you very, very much. And greetings to all the listeners. And to be honest with you, I did not expect to be put on the spot like this. But I am obedient to the voice of God. And I'm not leaning on my own understanding. So with my parents obviously going through their different things, it obviously affects us as children when our parents are facing challenges and things like that. But one thing I want to speak about today is the challenge I faced with regards to my dad and his story. So, obviously, being a young child and being newborn and your dad had relapsed and being in the womb, I as a child did not know, but I only heard stories of it.
Mm.
So, obviously, don't remember. But I heard stories, and one of the stories that I heard from my mom was that when my mom had just given birth to me, my dad was still entrapped
through the addiction. And while my mom gave birth to me, my dad actually stole out of my mom's purse to go and buy drugs. And hearing the story as a child, obviously made me feel some type of way. It made me feel rejected and unworthy with why my dad would not think that I was good enough for him to not go buy drugs that day. And that story I had carried with me for the most of my life. That rejection, that abandonment, that unworthiness. And then the enemy knew this. And then he put things in my on my way that would make me look for affirmation and fulfillment in areas that he knew wouldn't fulfill this void inside of me. Until I met Jesus, the lover of my soul, the savior of my life, my Abba Father. And although my earthly father had disappointed me, God has never forsaken me. He has never forgotten about me. And I'm grateful this morning to be here. And I'm grateful to my mom. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you that you are brave enough to share your story. Because, you know, there's many things that we go through in our life. And we're so ashamed and we feel condemned. But one thing I've learned from you is that the only way we're going to overcome is by sharing, is by the word of our testimony. And by the blood of Jesus that redeems us back to the Father. You know, the enemy wants us to stay in this victim mentality. He wants us to stay in sin so that we can spend eternity with him. But Christ has come to set all captives free. He has come to deliver. He has come to save us. The Bible said God sent his Son not to condemn the world, but to save the world. So if you feel condemned, it's not that Christ is condemning you. It's the enemy condemning you. And you need to recognize the lie by knowing the truth. And that is through the word of God.
Well, thank you, Caitlin. I know it cannot be easy, but it's out there. And somebody, even a young person, will be inspired by what you shared with us. So thank you so much for that. Shahida Arison says, she's also on Facebook. She says, he created us to worship him. And then Suzette Ferreira says, thanks for sharing your story. And your dad is also very proud of you. He's still there on Facebook, Craig Jafter. And then Suzette Ferreira back once again. And she said, oh, sometimes we go through trials and tribulations. But believe me, there is a reason for it to grow. And because he has a purpose for us. Thank you so much, Suzette. Nou ja, luisteraars, ons is nog hier, en ons gesels nog baie lekker en dit is sulke geseënde woord wat vandag deur gaan. This is one question that I would like to ask you, Candace. What valuable lessons have you learned through every challenge?
One of the things I've learned is that just be transparent. Just be real, you know. Comparison will either make you feel superior or inferior, and neither honors God. God doesn't even get honored when you feel inferior towards someone, because being superior, you'll grow into arrogance. But when you feel inferior, you are in your insecurity. But insecurity makes you feel inferior and superior. It's insecurity. I want to encourage that I've learned to just get real with God.
Amen.
Next, toekies omdraai, just get real with God. And when you are real, and you can, he can't heal what you don't reveal. Because he's not forceful. He's not a forceful God. He's a gentleman. So when you want to get healed, you need to say, Lord, that's lekker nie, but here I am. He's my stikkingheid. You know, and that is one of the lessons I've learned in life, is just to be real.
Amen.
When people see me minister the word of God in my story, it must be the same person they see when I'm off stage.
That's right.
It cannot be two different worlds. It needs to be an in-sync world, because I can tell you now, out there, lost people need hope. They need faith. They need truth.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Can we also stop living a fake life?
Yeah. Oh, I love this.
And that's what it's about. It's just being real.
I love this. Take off the veil.
Just take it off.
Take it off.
Because the veil's torn already. Just take it off.
It's torn already. I like that. That is so powerful. Why do we still need to pretend and to prove something to the world out there?
100%.
When we just need to be real before God, like you said, come as you are.
Yeah.
Pour yourself out before Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It works. It works for me. It works for you.
And you know the scripture that comes to mind, which I really studied for a long time until I ate it, chewed it, and until I lived it, is Galatians 1 verse 10 that says, if you are pleasers of man, you cannot be called a servant of God. So when you're living this pretentious life, who are you pleasing? You're pleasing man, and you're pleasing yourself because you're a man.
Exactly.
You cannot be a servant of God, and you won't get it well done, my good and faithful servant, if you are pleasing man.
Come on. And even when you get a platform like a stage, I always say this, and I will say it again. Coming back to worship, please check your motive.
Yes.
Why are you there? Can you just say something or share with us something about that?
You know, some people will want only that opportunity. My pulpit, my stage is everyday life. You know, if I go to the shop, I need to. That's my pulpit. You know, just. I always see the platforms that God puts me on. It's a platform that He had assigned and set apart for me. I am not entitled to it.
Yes.
When I'm invited, even to such an interview, it's not something that I should be invited to because I wrote the book. It's an interview that God had set apart for me.
Yes.
And so with me walking with that with authority in humility of knowing why I'm here not about me. It's got nothing to do with me. All God needs is he needs a willing servant to say, yeah, I am Lord, use me.
Amen.
And whatever it is that God wants to use you in, he's gonna use you in areas you don't want to be used in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we also want to be selective of where God must use us.
Oh yes.
And around which audience God must use us.
Yeah.
But what if God says you must go to crossroads and go open air? Are you going to do it? And that's exactly it. God gives you tough decisions to make to see your heart like he gave Abram when he said, go and sacrifice Isaac.
Yes.
Are we prepared to lay everything on the altar for this that we call the greater I am?
Wow. Sure. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Yeah. Serving God is a sacrifice.
100%. Every day.
So, you know, while you were saying, while you were speaking about, sometimes there are things that we don't want to do. Like you said, if God sends you to a place like crossroads, then the enemy comes and he instills fear.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm just thinking, even if God moves you from one place to another, you should just become so excited.
Yeah.
Because what is God? What has he got in store for me now? How is he going to use me in that? And prepare yourself spiritually.
100%.
Sure. Thanks for sharing that. Ooh, klomp boodskap is het waardeer gekom het. Suzette Ferreira say, oh, sometimes, yeah, I think I read this one. Amina Jewel says, oh, this is such a this is so beautiful and touching, Caitlin. Thanks for sharing your story. Thanks, Amina. Shirley says, pain brings healing. And for that, I salute you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Yes, and Parker just says, amen. And Tinka's back. Tinka Jones, she says, I am experiencing the deep, beautiful, redemptive love of Jesus for the world as I am listening to your testimonies. Thank you for shining his light. Oh, that is so powerful. Wow. Tinka's baie lief vir die Here. And then Diane just says again, obedience. Are we willing to lay down our lives? Yes, my guests today in studio, Candace and Caitlin, they are really a great blessing. And what I really like is what you said about it's not about us. It's never about us.
Never.
We are here to glorify the King of Kings. That is our main objective, our kingdom objective. And the other main objective, Candace, I would like you to say something about that, is winning souls for Jesus.
We can only take souls with us to the kingdom of God into heaven. There's no other thing we can take with. And so we are living in a world of idolatry.
Yeah.
We're living in a world where we're building this kingdom on earth. And there's nothing wrong with acquiring things if the Lord is in it.
Yes.
Because even when you acquire your career, it must be for a kingdom mandate. It's not only for you to be great in your career.
Uh-huh.
It's just you being great in your career as a byproduct, but it's for a kingdom mandate that you in the areas and the industries of your life in your career. Souls. You know, it was for freedom that Christ came to set us free.
Amen.
It was for souls to be saved. And if our sole mandate is to bring people to Christ, we might not even take them over the threshold of making that commitment with Christ of salvation, because we can only share salvation because it's a gift, but you can bring people closer.
Amen.
And I always tell my children, as you go into your day, are you bringing people closer to Christ? Because often we are the only representation of Christ, because we are representatives of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when people's looking for Christ for an answer, they're going to be drawn to you, because in you lays the answer.
Mm.
So souls should be the heartbeat of our lives, because it's the heartbeat of Christ.
Beautiful. So we're going to take another break, and then we will come back and Candace will share she will give a last encouragement to all the listeners. Let us listen to this beautiful song sang by EKC Worship, Hy is my rots.
Philippine Morkel op Koffiedייט.
Sjoe, dat was 'n pragtige lied gesing deur EKC Worship, Hy is my rots. Maak hom vandag jou rots. En het ons nie vandag 'n geseënde tyd in die teenwoordigheid van die Here gehad met my gaste Candace Jephthah en haar dogter Caitlin, en ek is gestig luisteraars, en ek weet julle is ook. Ek lees net gou 'n paar boodskapies en dan gaan Candace vir ons nog 'n laaste bemoediging gee. Ek wil net sien wie het nou almal iets hier opgesit. Ja, Shahida Erison sê, a true story save lives. I agree with you, Shahida. And what else do we have here? Suzette says, oh, she's requesting a song. Suzette, I'm going to write it down, and maybe we can see what we can do for you next week. Yes, I will definitely forward it, yes, to our music compiler, and I will hear I'm sure it will be okay. So I'm just going to write down the name of the song, Under the Umbrella. Wow, it's a beautiful song. Under the Umbrella of Your Love. By BMA. Okay, the singer is Pierre Rousseau. Okay, my dear, I'll see what I can do for you. And then there's a voice note coming through from Shirley. Let's listen.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Shirley, ja, nee, kyk, onse luisteraars, onse luisteraars kan ook sing, hoor. Suzette, yes, it's a pleasure, she says, thank you for writing it down. Yes, I will definitely make a plan for you. En ek wil net seker maak, Candace, as ek dit doen, as ek in die moeilikheid, of ek almal so boodskapies gelees het, maar ons het so 'n wonderlike tyd vandag gehad hier op Koffiedייט. Candace, come share with us, and yes, just bless the listeners one more time.
I just want to say, listeners, all God wants is our yes, He wants our obedience.
Amen.
We will never know what's riding on our obedience until we are obedient.
Amen.
I mean,
Amen.
If I always think about Abram,
yes.
God had already prepared the sacrifice, the ram, but He wanted to see Abram's heart,
yes,
to see if he would obey God's voice. And God just wants our obedience. Always remember this, because we do not know what's riding on our obedience. If Abram knew what was riding on his obedience that day when he was told to sacrifice his son, wow, can you imagine the revelation? But I want to say, in your pain, know that your pain has purpose.
Come on.
If you come to Christ, your trauma comes with triumph when you come to Christ. You know, your crushing, your seasons, your valleys, even as David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Mm. We need to have the valleys because he's the God of the valleys, same Amen. As the way he's the God of the mountains. He is everywhere, at every part of the ends of the earth. David says, God is there. So God is wherever you find yourself today. There's not one place that God cannot be limited. He's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he's all-knowing and loving. He is waiting on you. Just come and bring your obedience, your sacrifice, your yes, and your acceptance of the gift of salvation.
Amen. Thank you so much Amen. For sharing that with us. And luisteraars, ek weet julle het 'n baie geseënde tyd van God vandag gehad in die teenwoordigheid van die Here. En soos ons altyd sê, dit gaan alles oor die Here. It's all about Jesus. Want as ons net dink wat hy vir ons opgeoffer het, is dit wat ons vir die Here nog wil opoffer, is eintlik maar 'n druppel in die emmer.
Yeah.
And then Pastor Tammy, Pastor Tammy van Heerden, she says, this was very blessed. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Yeah. It's never easy talking about past experiences. But when it comes to sharing a testimony, it's not just talking. It's a declaration of victory and a spoken truth of the Son who sets free indeed. Yeah. Stay blessed, Queen.
Wow.
Tammy, Tammy, you must invite this lady to your church. Invite Candace, yeah. But nonetheless, thank you so much for everyone who tuned in today. I think we should just ask our duo just to bless us with another song before we greet.
All my life you have been faithful.
Sure.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I gave you everything.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Amen.
Wow, wow. What a privilege to know that His goodness runs after us. His goodness will locate us.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you so, so, so much. Luisteraars, ek weet julle het geniet en julle kan gerus met Candace in contact kom. Soos julle hoor, hulle sing ook prachtig. Jy kan hulle nooi om by julle te kom sing, te kom worship en dan ook hulle getuienisse te kom deel. So contact gerus vir Candace by 083-708-0908. Dis ook haar WhatsApp nommer en gaan besoek haar gerus daar op Facebook onder Candace Jefte. Suzette Ferreira sê, ek het 'n baie geseënde tyd saam met julle gehad. Baie dankie julle almal. Baie dankie Suzette en sy sê julle het nou een van haar geliefde liedjies gesing. En dankie aan elke luisteraar. Sjoe, wie so getrou ingeskakel het vandag en altyd nou, en daar's nog baie pragtige programme wat voorlê, so julle kan uitkyk na nog geseënde tye waar mense net gaan praat oor die liefde van die Here. Voor ek gaan groet, is hierdie dame met die naam van Valencia wat gou vir ons iets wil sê. Baie dankie Valencia, jy sing daar lekker saam met hierdie moeder en dochter duo. Ons waardeer dit. Maar nou ja, luisteraars, ons het aan die einde gekom van, soos ek het altyd noem, 'n geseënde diens. What a blessed time we had in the presence of the Lord. And Holy Spirit, as always, showed up and showed off because we give him the platform. Beautiful. Candace, thank you so much. Thank you. Caitlin, you were a real blessing. And wie van die luisteraars stem saam met my dat hulle weer moet terugkom? Dan sê hulle achter my, Candace and Caitlin, please come back. You would like to greet the listeners?
Yes, listeners, thank you for having me. Thank you for spending this time. I give God all the glory and honor because it's deserving of it.
Amen.
Thank you for having us. Truly is a blessing to be used by God.
Amen.
We are truly honored. Thank you to everyone that listened.
Yes.
Amen. And I believe that this is a start of a new season.
Oh, yes.
That you, both of you, are stepping in as a family, as a family, both of you are stepping in the way. God is just going to open more kingdom doors for you. And I know that whatever you do it to the glory and honor of his name. Suzette sê, asseblief, ja, hulle moet terugkom, daar en Parker sê, bless you all. Ek gaan uitspeel met 'n lied van Filippien, en dan sien ons mekaar weer volgende week. Moet nie vergeet, nie selfde tyd, hier op Koffiedייט, as julle meer as welkom, om saam met ons te kan kom verkeer, en te luister na al ons ander prachtige programme. Kom ons luister na I'm Not Defeated, gesing deur Filippien. Van my kant af, onthou, jy gaan kom getuig, van hoe die Here jou gety draai in jou guns in 2025 en nou aan om die geloofslepel te roer. God bless.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.